Welcome to Nairobi Fashion Runway Podcast. This is the Self-Improvement Series. Episode 24. Self-Hypnosis Towards Self-Improvement. Self-hypnosis is a great tool for goal setting and self-improvement. Most people are surprised at how easy it is to learn self-hypnosis. And self-hypnosis, in turn, makes a lot of things much easier. Self-hypnosis is usually thought of as a person listening to an audio tape, MP3, podcast, or other mass-produced media, intended to induce a willingness to absorb suggestions centered around a specific topic such as weight loss, stop smoking, etc. Unfortunately, this kind of hypnosis is generally prepared by someone who has never met the person being hypnotized, often presenting unwanted, even unpleasant imagery and suggestions. For example, if you sunburn easily, that last thing you want to hear about is a slow walk on a sunny beach. In this case, the self, in self-hypnosis, simply means that you listen to it by yourself. How do you incorporate self-improvement into hypnosis? To be able to go about self-improvement, there are certain aspects in you that should be addressed. Using hypnosis, the negative aspects that are serving as hindrances to improvement are eliminated. A true self-hypnosis would necessarily be designed and created by the very person who will ultimately use and benefit from it. Unlike mass-produced hypnosis, this hypnosis is made for the exact purpose the person wishes, including the precise words and phrases that mean the most to that particular person. True self-hypnosis is thus crafted by the person to suit his or her own needs. The benefits derived could only be accomplished with such a personal, one-of-a-kind hypnosis. In this case, the self, in self-hypnosis, really does mean that you are hypnotized by yourself. Below is a short view of the self-hypnotic process. Though lots of variations of this method have been used, these are the basic steps you have to go through in order to hypnotize yourself to accomplish self-improvement. 1. Position your goals from the most important goal to the less important. If possible, your goals should be measurable. 2. For each goal, you should formulate fitting suggestions, which means, you have to convert your goals into specific instructions to your subconscious mind on how to achieve each goal. 3. Relaxation. Use the first minutes of your self-hypnotic session to get as relaxed as possible. Try to forget all your worries and problems. 4. Start your hypnotic initiation phase by saying and repeating out loud the hypnotic words you have chosen, thinking of these words, or listening to a hypnotic tape or CD customized for your hypnotic and goal fulfillment needs. 5. Apply the hypnotic suggestions you have made for reaching the specific goal you work with, say them out loud, think them, or use a tailored hypnotic tape or CD. Before you start up your self-hypnotic exercises, you should make a time schedule for them. Do your hypnotic sessions every day, 5 minutes a day is enough. Repeat your suggestions as often as possible during the day. Measure your progress. Are you closer to your goal now than you were before you started? Ask yourself. If you answer negatively to these questions, you have to rethink and reorganize your train of thought. This is the only way you can find out if this method is really helping you in achieving your self-improvement goals. Thank you for staying with us to the end of this episode. Remember to subscribe to our channels across all platforms to keep following this journey of self-improvement. See you on episode 25 of the Self-Improvement Series.